Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. Oh my gosh, today, what a show I have for you. We're going to call it The Courage to Embrace Intentional Living. And I've got two guests that are really going to help you to take your thinking to a completely new level. So before I get to them, though, let me just ask you, do you know what intentional living is? Well, I wanted to look it up. So I looked up that definition in Wikipedia. And they said that intentional living is any lifestyle based on an individual or group's conscious attempts to live according to their values and beliefs. These can include lifestyles based on religion, politics, ethical values, as well as self-improvement. So I thought, that's interesting. I like that definition. And I thought to myself, so how do you start to live intentionally and really bring more consciousness to the world? Listen, right now in this world, right, we need more consciousness. We need more awareness. We need to tune into our inner wisdom in greater ways. We're being called to do that more and more. I mean, you can get a lot of information from the left, the right, the in between, and yeah, people that think they know, people that swear that these are the facts. But you know what? It really doesn't matter if they're facts or not. What matters is your own inner wisdom. So that's what intentional living starts with. So it starts with taking full responsibility for your life, right? 100%. Imagine if you took full responsibility for your health, full responsibility for your finances, for your happiness, full responsibility for everything. You know, I'm saying this, a lot of you listening to my show go, well, I'm already doing that. Well, that's great. So that means you're probably happy all the time. That probably means your life is at a 10 in all areas of your life. Well, if it's not, there's always some room for improvement, right? So listen, I think that the only way we can really improve is that if you get to know yourself at the core level. What do you stand for? Who are you? You know, in the United States, we have an identity crisis, right? We think we're our houses, our cars, our bank accounts. We think that we are our hair or our relationships, right? We don't really realize who we are at our core, the soul, the powerful, infinite being that can generate success in all areas of life. If we tune into that, well, that's part of intentional living, isn't it? Listen, before I get into it too much more, I want to take a quick break from my sponsor, be right back, and I'll finish this out, then I'm going to get my guests right on.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Seasons Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
JBK Wellness Labs is an amazing sponsor. I hope you'll check them out. They really do some amazing work from concept to completion on any kind of product that you really want to take to market. So I hope you'll really give them a look. If that's you, if you're an entrepreneur and you really want to take a new product to market, these guys are amazing. All right, listen, we're talking about the courage to embrace intentional living. And before the break, I was giving you six steps that we can do. So I'm on number three. If you want to live intentionally, we need to have introspection in our life, right? We have to acknowledge the areas in your life that you would like to change. So maybe you ask yourself, you know, what's working in your life, what's not working in your life, and what would you like to change? And then I think after you get to that place, you really need to tap into your courage, right? Because courage is that energy, that force, that power that takes us to the next level. And I really believe with courage, there's a sense of acceptance of what we can't change and also the power to change what we can change in our lives. So if you are a person that needs to start to look at accepting more things about yourself so that you can, you know, you can acknowledge it, you can change it, I want to encourage you to do that because that's how we live intentionally. You know, by doing this, by the way, by living intentionally, you're going to have a deeper sense of connection with yourself and a connection with the world. I want to say this. I was thinking about this subject today and wondering, you know, how did I get here? And I want to say that I read, I studied, I learned, I felt a sense of connection with what I was reading. I really took a deep dive into my own personal life, my own personal challenges. And by so doing, what I did was that I started to study deeply hundreds of authors and speakers and trainers. And what I was looking for was wisdom. And I also looking for people that had courage. And I have to tell you, when I read something that has wisdom or courage in it, I don't know about you, but for me, I always feel it. I feel it in my heart. I go, oh yeah, I can connect with that. Well, that's what I did with this book of mine that I want to tell you about, is I took the teachers from around the world, whether it be Emerson or Paramahansa Yogananda or Jesus Christ or Gandhi or Nelson Mandela or Martin Luther King, and I looked for the areas in their life where they were courageous and the areas that they brought wisdom to the world, and I put that into a book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, and it's daily strategies and essential wisdom to awaken your inner genius. And I found working with clients over the last 26 years that what we need is we don't need wisdom now and then or courage now and then. We need to develop our wisdom and develop our courage. And we do that by daily doing things that maybe we haven't done before, that takes courage, that takes understanding. We have to tune into ourselves to be able to do that, which is why I wrote that book. If you want to really reprogram your thinking, have better results, make better choices, have a better and more fulfilling life, I encourage you to check it out. CourageToChange.us. Again, CourageToChange.us. All righty, listen, I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, I'm going to introduce my first guest.
To make a difference, do you need results? Wasabi Publicity is the perfect PR team to help you take your message to the next level. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for innovative practices, Wasabi works with authors, speakers, and organizations committed to doing good in the world. Wasabi believes conversations change the world. Stories you share shape how you think, feel, act, and how you experience life. Ask yourself if your website, social media, and PR coverage reflect the stories you wish to share in the world. Are you making the difference you want to make? Do you have the results you wish to have? Kendi Foster, Voices of Courage radio show host, says Wasabi is the best in the business, period. Schedule a complimentary PR consultation with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber at publicityresults.com.
I'm a diabetic. I need to maintain healthy glucose levels so I can live normally and still enjoy my day-to-day life. Kirlin is a 100% natural supplement that helps me do exactly that. Kirlin promotes healthy glucose levels, energy, sleep, and proper body function. I try to make the right choices, but Kirlin keeps me controlled even if I indulge in a naughty treat here and there. It's how I plan to stick around for my family.
Get $20 off Kirlin. Visit curalife.com and use coupon code COURAGE.
All Well, yeah, welcome back, everybody. Kendi Foster, your host. Today, our show is all about intentional living. And my guest, my first guest is Kim Starwood, Terra Nova. And she's a woman of passion and power who assists individuals with experiencing true inner greatness and unlimited authentic joy. She has been dubbed the chiropractor of the mind and the master teacher of intentional living. Kim holds a license as a practitioner of truth from the Agape International Spiritual Center in Los Angeles, and she has also earned a bachelor's degree in spiritual studies. For over three decades, she has immersed herself in the application and practice of universal spiritual truth and wisdom. Kim, great to have you as a guest today. I'm so happy to have you.
Hi, Ken. I'm so happy to be here. It's good to be with you this morning. I love already everything you've already said. I'm in.
Well, all right. Good. I'm glad you're in. I hope my guests, my listeners are in too. And listen, what inspired you to, you got a new book out. I want to talk about it. I want to jump into it. What inspired you to write that book and tell me a little bit about it?
The technology of intention, it came to me years ago because I've been applying these tools of intention for most of my life. And as I am seeing consistent results in how when we live a life of intention, we're creating consciously. I started seeing my clients do the same. And that inspired me to know, wait a minute, I got to get this information out on a much broader scale because people have this ability within them, each and every one of us do. It's just, are we tapping into it consciously so that we are creating intentionally? And when we know we have it in us and we have a roadmap to activate it, then we're more apt to be in the process of creation every moment. And that's my intention, is to assist people to live that.
You know, a person that's not living intentionally, how does their life look? What is that? Because you probably there at one point, you weren't living intentionally. So how was your life before learning this secret, I want to call it?
When, you know, we all are creating. When we realize we're creating, whether we're doing it consciously or unconsciously, then we come back to that point you made earlier, is then we take responsibility for our lives. When we're unconsciously creating, we still have things happening in our lives, but they're not always the things we want. So when we could look and see, wait a second, I just created something that I didn't want, we have the opportunity to shift and think, but if I'd like to create what I want, then I must start practicing really solid practices like you were speaking to, of really diving deep in what is the pathway for me to stay conscious. I really think right now it's imperative for all of us to stay conscious and awake. When we're not, we create unconsciously. Usually those are things in life, if we say I'm going to have a bad day or this isn't going to work out, that happens because we're still creating. So when we realize, but I want more, that pull of wanting more, the vision of what's possible, then drumming up, as you said, the courage to know, I don't know how, and it's not my job to know how, but I'm willing to start learning and practicing. And that willingness opens the door to all of it to be possible. But we have to be willing. We have to be willing to look at ourselves and authentically realize, wait a second, I've got a power within me that I get to tap into.
I love that. Well, okay. Intention. When we think about intention, what's the difference like between intention or wanting or willing, or what is intention for you? How do you define this?
Intention is a lasered statement that we're putting out into the universal field of consciousness with our desire. We're really stating, this is my aim. I think of it like it's our arrow in a bow and arrow, and we're pointing to what we desire, but it has to be in qualities. It has to be freedom, joy, you know, support, expansion, healing, whatever it is we truly wish to embody in this lifetime, we put in an intention. When we are then creating with this spiritual truth that is bigger than we know, we are allowing it to assist us in creation. We're not just thinking from a me mentality, we're thinking from a we mentality.
I love that. So it's what I'm hearing you say, it's more powerful than going, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. I intend to have this in my life, and this is what I'm doing to get it. Is that?
Yes. A want is wonderful, but let the want inspire you to propel you into creation, which is let the want be, oh, if I know I want health, then my intention is to call forth the pathway to divine health, all the individuals that assist me in that, so that the choices I make are healthy choices.
Is this practical for people? I mean, intentional living, is this a practical solution for people to go through in the world, especially now with this, you know, a lot of people shut down, wearing masks all the way. And, you know, I think I woke up, I go outside some days and I think I woke up in an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie that I don't want to be there. Right. What is this place?
So your question, is it practical? I think it's necessary, not just practical, it's useful, it's life-changing. It can shift our consciousness of where we're living from. And if we're creating things we don't want, once we remember, wait, I can participate here and create by intention, then we're going to create what we do want. So it's not only practical, it's necessary. It's an opportunity to be so empowered, self-empowered, to create the life we came here to create. Despite circumstances, we don't have to be caught in the circumstances. We must stay in creation mode with spirit, which is unlimited. There's nothing too big for that.
I love that. What did you, you know, I always love to ask authors this question. What did you learn when you were writing this book?
Oh my goodness. I learned that without my full bag of tools, and one of them being that technology of intention, that I wouldn't be able to get back up when I fall. That our fall can be intense. And I'm sure you may know that recently I went through the Southern California fires, and in one night, the fall was hard. Lost my home, the property was devastated. And to get back up, I needed to use those tools that are in my tool bag. And the key one was intention. So, you know, we're all having moments where we fall and stumble. It's what can we do with ourselves lovingly to get back up and begin again? It's led us our resiliency in our spiritual nature to get back up. So this writing of this book taught me that once an intention is set, the universe is going to keep creating it, no matter if the house burns down or if the world seems to be falling apart. That intention is still in motion. And that was extremely powerful for me to catch that it's already in motion, so I can, you know, ride this wave and keep having inspired action to create it. Or I could stay down, and I wasn't going to stay down for long.
That's powerful. All right. So the book itself, technology of intention. What would you say your favorite chapter in that book is?
Oh, that good question. There's so many. You know, one of the last chapters I really cover celebration, gratitude, and acknowledgement, and that's one of my favorite chapters because I watch humans. Really have a challenge with beating themselves up. I find that our inner chatter, and especially in times when circumstances are hard, that our inner chatter can be very difficult to neutralize. And when we're living in self-acknowledgement, gratitude, and celebration of living an intentional life, then we start to neutralize the negative chatter and stay in creation. So yeah, that chapter is one of my favorites, but it's a hard one.
I love it. So let's talk about how we use intention. Mm-hmm. Do you use it in, let's say you want a new relationship. Is that something you're going to use it with? Or are you going to use it in generating $1 million in cash for your business? What are you talking about here? And what is the energy? Let me, before I even get there, what is the energy behind intention? What do you feel when you're in intentional mode?
Such a good question. The energy is we feel connected to source and clear and available to really know anything's possible. So the energy is possibility. And to know that when we're living in unlimited possibility, then we're creating from that place. So intentions for everything, can relationship, money, health, wholeness. You know, I'll ask people, where can we be when we're setting intentions for every detail of our lives? I don't go into a business meeting without setting my intention. I don't pick up the phone to have an important conversation without, it takes seconds to say, what's my intention right here? To be clear, to be calm, to communicate with love. Great, now I'll start. That took less than 3 or 4 seconds. It's training ourselves to become conscious of our actions instead of staying in reaction.
I love that.
Practice.
I love it. Listen, I got to take a break. We come back. I want to talk about how these intentional practices can really support people in difficult times. Right. And we'll be right back.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
I'm a diabetic. I need to maintain healthy glucose levels so I can live normally and still enjoy my day-to-day life. Curalin is a 100% natural supplement that helps me do exactly that. Curalin promotes healthy glucose levels, energy, sleep, and proper body function. I try to make the right choices, but Curalin keeps me controlled even if I indulge in a naughty treat here and there. It's how I plan to stick around for my family.
Get $20 off Curalin. Visit CuraLife.com and use coupon code COURAGE.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. We're talking with Kim Starwood Terranova, and she has a new book out called Technology of Intention. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit, Kim, about intentional living during the difficult times, the stress times. You know, how do we use it? I mean, I wake up in the morning and I set the intention to be alert, awake, and ready, right? When I'm in bed.
Yes.
And I walk out of bed and that's my intention. Within 5 minutes, I'm there.
Absolutely. And that's how we use it, is that we use it. Is in these times, it is imperative, absolutely imperative for us to be really tapping into our inner technology. And our inner technology is that place where our intention is living, that it's inside. We don't have to look at the circumstances to determine where we're going to live. Now, I say that, and I'm highly aware of the challenge of that. I'm not saying this is easy, but I'm saying that it's necessary. So if we look at circumstances, we'll be caught in circumstances. If we look within, we're staying in creative opportunity. So the intention you just said, Ken, drives you through the day. When I wake up and set an intention to be fully present with everyone I'm with, to be open and available, to be listening to spirit while I'm moving through my day, I'm staying within. So the actions that I bring out into the world are ones that are truly authentic to the integrity of my soul, not based on fear of what's happening in the world. Right now, we must really cultivate our inner knowing. And that is the path of living intentionally, to have an intention to stay present to what do I truly know, so that my actions are conscious of being a global citizen, not a reactionary victim. We have a choice here. You know, and it takes practice. And I'm not saying it's automatic, but when we do it gently, anything is available before us to keep growing.
Yeah, I love that. You know, on my mirror in my bathroom, I have a daily intention. It says, no one can make me unhappy if I choose to be happy, and nobody can make me happy if I choose to be unhappy.
True.
And I put that in my mind all day long. That's intentional living. We're talking about, listen, I have choice. You can't mess with me. I have choice. Unless I give you power to mess with me,
right,
then that's okay. Then I've given that power. Somebody passes, a close friend passes. I'm not going to be happy. I'm going to be sad. I'm going to feel my feelings, my emotions, right?
But you're going to move through it.
What's that?
You're going to move through it. When we honor our emotions, we can be sad. We can feel the depth of this is a challenging time. It's our actions can still be propelled in possibility because we're unlimited beings. And so we got to keep coming back to that.
Well, you know, and that's what we forget. That's what I talked about in the beginning of the show. We have an identity crisis in America of who we think we are. And when you realize that you are more than this body, okay, the yogis call it Sat Chit Ananda, ever existing, ever conscious, ever new bliss. When you realize that that is the essence of you, there's a part of us that want to start to become more the observer in life rather than the one that's always in the drama of life, right?
Exactly. Or we could observe and then move from inspired action.
And move from inspired action.
Absolutely. Instead of reacting to the situation. That's where we're going to awaken society, that we absolutely stay present to observing and then really tuning in before we move from inspired action.
I love that. Okay. So listen, I'm gonna play devil's advocate here. Let's say I'm brand new to setting intentions and intentional living. And I've kind of done it, unconsciously for a while. But now I really want to bring full awareness, full consciousness, take full responsibility for my choices. What are some of the challenges that people are going to face when they start?
Consistency. The challenge is to be consistent, to remember to apply it. You know, lots of times my clients will say, oh, I forgot today. And I went, okay, so forgive yourself and begin again. Just forgive yourself, begin again. Consistency is one that we must get in the loop of knowing what's my intention. Post it somewhere in your car, in your house, in the mirror. What's my intention? Take a breath, set an intention before you walk into a room. And then to be patient, that we don't look outside for the results to go, well, it didn't happen today. Well, there's also, it's still occurring. It's still in creation. So if we have an intention to, you know, truly be fulfilled in our place of service and employment, that is a brilliant intention to work on, be inspired by every day, and the results come. So we have to be patient and we have to be willing to continue to apply it again, to know there's something occurring and not be just looking for the results instantaneously. The results are inside. How do I feel today when I'm living an intentional life?
I really like that, Kim. That's awesome. Listen, I'm almost out of time, but I always like to ask my guests this one question. What's your message for the world right now? And then I want to tell people how to get your book. Maybe you can do that too. So what's your message to the world?
My message to the world is to truly lean in to that inner technology of your soul and allow yourself to stay so awake and so present right now that you choose consciously of your actions, because they're impacting yourself and the world. So to stay awake and to choose consciously and to do that in a gentle, loving manner.
I love that. Okay. How do we get your book?
Oh, Amazon. Go straight to Amazon, please. The Technology of Intention, or go to my website, kimstanwoodterranova.com. And I'm just so grateful to be here, Ken. So thank you for having me.
Oh, Kim, it's been a pleasure, man. I hope you come back. This is a great interview. Okay.
And soon. Yeah. I'll set my intention to do that.
Yes, set your intentions to do that. That'd be awesome. Perfect. Okay.
All right.
Take care, Kim. Dan, thank you so much for being part of the show.
Bye.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break. When I come back, I'm going to have Dr. Decker Weiss join me. And we're going to take a deep dive into intentional living around health.
Are you out to make a difference? Do you need results? Wasabi Publicity is the perfect PR team to help you take your message to the next level. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for innovative practices, Wasabi works with authors, speakers, and organizations committed to doing good in the world. Wasabi believes conversations change the world. Stories you share shape how you think, feel, act, and how you experience life. Ask yourself if your website, social media, and PR coverage reflect the stories you wish to share in the world. Are you making the difference you want to make? Do you have the results you wish to have? Kendi Foster, Voices of Courage radio show host, says Wasabi is the best in the business, period. Schedule a complimentary PR consultation with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber at publicityresults.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. Today, we're talking the courage to embrace intentional living. But before I get to my guest, I want to give a shout out for one of my sponsors. There's an organization called Women's Wisdom, and they have been around since 1991. They're an organization that helps women to not only grow their businesses, but grow their lives. And they bring in celebrity speakers to each one of their meetings to help you to generate that success in your business that you maybe thought was never possible. I know a lot of people have been in that organization for years, and their businesses have grown tremendously. Hope you'll check them out. Womenswisdom.net. Again, womenswisdom.net. And also, I want to thank all of my listeners for tuning in. How we grow our show is through you letting other people know about this show. So I hope you'll give it a shout out on LinkedIn or Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. Let people know about us. You can also go to our website where all the shows are archived at voicesofcourage.us, or just Google us or tell Alexa, Cortana, or Siri to play Voices of Courage podcast. It'll come right up for you. All righty. Well, I want to introduce my next guest. His name is Dr. Decker Weiss. And Dr. Weiss is a naturopathic cardiologist in Columbia Hospital System, the Arizona Heart Institute, and the Arizona Heart Hospital, and became a fellow of the American Society of Angiology. Dr. Weiss later opened in the Scottsdale Heart Institute, where he helped thousands of patients safely reduce medication, eliminate the need for angioplasty and bypass surgery, and naturally reverse heart disease and many arrhythmias. Dr. Decker Weiss, thank you for joining me today. I'm really, really honored to have you here today.
Thanks. Great to be here.
You know, I always like to kind of start at the beginning with the individuals. How did you get passionate about medicine? Where did that happen for you?
Oh, for me, I think when kids are talking about being quarterbacks or lawyers, or I'm going to be, you know, whatever my father is, I was always going to be a doctor. I couldn't have thought it would have taken these turns and into this type of career, which I'm real lucky for. But it was kind of the only thing that I was interested in, the only thing I seemed to be a little bit good at.
That's interesting. I was with one of my grandkids the other day, and she was like, well, I said, she just came up to me and said, "Grandpa, I'm going to be a doctor." I was like, "Okay, no, really, I'm going to be a doctor." I'm like, "Okay," you know, she's got that in her little DNA.
Sure.
Yeah, and you know, you've had a lot of experience in medicine over the years. I bet you've seen a lot of chronic disease. Why do people not necessarily pay attention to their bodies, if you even know, so that they develop these chronic diseases? What do you think is at the forefront of this in society today?
I think poor education, and meaning it's not that we don't have education, meaning that it's poor. For example, we get a lot of signs that we have heart disease. They're just not what you think they are. They're not chest pain. Chest pain means you already have it. It you're actually involved in a process. You know, things like chronic joint pain or digestive problems, skin disorders, anything, you know, mood, insomnia, fatigue issues. These are all chronic inflammatory states. And I kind of like to call them loud inflammatory states, where you're getting warnings. And those things kind of warn you that these silent inflammatory states, the hypertension, coronary artery disease, cancer, that they're coming. And people need to understand that when they have joint pain or digestive disorder issues, that it will get to the heart. And then how you treat that. Do you treat that just with ibuprofen and Tums, or do you treat that with, you know, changing the microbiome, shifting your diet, probiotics, enzymes, whatever it is, or maybe curcuminoids or CBDs or things like that for joint pain? So that education hasn't gotten to the public. It's gotten to health food store consumers, patients of holistic physicians, but that's still fairly small, you know, in the country. And most of the world kind of knows this, and we're sort of still in our bubble here in America.
We're a little behind the curve. So, you know, it's interesting because I see a lot of people walking around that, you know, I can look at them. I'm not a doctor and go, wow, you know, you're limping, or you're obese, or you're, you know, there's something wrong with your eye, or, you know, and I always feel sad. I feel compassionate for them. But I'm wondering what has to happen, you know, when they come in to see you. How do you wake them up and say, hey, It's time, right? It's time to wake up here and really take care of yourself. How do we do that in the medical community?
waking people up isn't really anything I can do.
Yeah.
Basically, I think you try and meet them where you're at, where they're at, and you don't overwhelm them, and you sure don't scare or humiliate them. Right? You know, I like your courage model because cardiology comes from a lot of fear. You know, if you don't take this, this happens. If you don't do this, this happens. People, especially the more modern generation, is not going to respond to fear-based motivation. I believe, and maybe this is not true or whatever, but I believe in encouragement and saying, here's the things that you can do in the next, you know, 2 weeks. Give them small samples of things. You know, if you cut fast food out, it may not get rid of disease, but it's a huge step for a lot of people that they're going to go to a store and buy a salad and start to mix things and maybe actually cook. And so you try and give them digestible pieces and you try and remind them of the positives. And there's always positives, especially in cardiovascular disease. And so that's a style. I'm tired of the fear from my colleagues.
Yeah.
I don't know why empowerment. Here's the things you can't do, but here's the things you can do. And for example, people are always shocked that eating healthy food tastes good. They're shocked. You know, Dr. Weiss, I like salads. What? Oh my God. You know, and things like that. You become, you know, your habits are going to kind of dictate what your health is.
I like that a lot. And I think, you know, one of the questions I ask business clients, and maybe you ask medical clients, I don't know, but I ask them, you know, if you were courageous, what are three things you can do today to change the situation around, right? And, you know, for me, I always find that it's not necessarily one thing that's going to make a difference. It's usually over time with a commitment to change that, mm-hmm. that seems to make the difference. You've been involved in a company that I'm involved in, one of my sponsors, Curelin, and CureLife is the organization. Curelin is the product. And this is a product, I can maybe show it on up here a little bit. Let's see, it's kind of blending things out. Anyway, Curelin is a product that people with chronic challenges can take to help flow their even out their blood levels. Is that right? I'm saying it wrong. Why don't you say?
You're being careful because
I want to say it right. So
you can't make claims.
There's no claim for me because I don't know what I'm talking about. So that's why I have you here.
Well, you're talking about the most important things. Courage and empowerment is still where everything comes from. You know, basically, there's been a gap in the nutritional supplement category, not in blood sugar formulas. And blood sugar formulas can have really great effects. It can protect, I think it can protect blood vessels from the damages of high blood sugar, support kidney health, cognitive function, and things like that. So it doesn't mean blood sugar products in the past didn't have benefit. What this one does is it, in my experience, and I ran a 20-person pilot trial in my office, is it helps get your numbers under control. And every time you see, there is no natural substitute to a drug. When people say this is the alternative to the drug, the natural alternative, that doesn't exist because they use completely different mechanisms, completely different safety levels of things like that. However, we are a society that knows that certain levels of blood sugar, like your 90-day average, should be below 5.6. I like it around 5.4. When we've needed to get those numbers down, we've needed to go to pharmaceuticals in the past, along with diet. Now, along with diet, and even sometimes without it, but I'd rather it be with diet. I'm a naturopathic physician in my soul there. I find personally, and the studies that we've done have shown that this significantly moves numbers safely and naturally. I haven't even had people get hypoglycemic. You know, whenever we use the pharmaceutical models, we tend to have low blood sugar dips, which can be a big issue. People getting dizzy and even life-threatening, very dangerous. So I haven't seen any of those nasty, you know, blood sugar dips. And I've seen much better control of numbers. This is a breakthrough. this is a breakthrough, and this company's interesting. They have a multi-center trial going on to prove it. They've hired some of the top diabetes experts in the Middle East and Israel to oversee it. So they're spending a lot of money on this trial. And so they are willing to prove what they say they are so they can do more publishable studies. I'm glad that they released it before those studies so I could do a pilot trial, because I don't want to wait another 2 to 3 years for this formula. I want it out to the public. And when you look at it, it's Ayurvedic botanicals. It's based in Ayurveda, you know, one of the older systems of herbalism. Some of the botanicals I'm very familiar with, like Tinospora and things like that. Others I don't know much about, like Skeels and some of them. But either way, what they have done is unique for moving the numbers, in my opinion, where we need them to be. And that's exciting. And that's exciting. And I think when you're talking about your model for your audience about courage, right, you know, when you start to see your numbers move, it sure makes you empowered, you know, meaning that you're struggling with your diet. You have some, oh God, I can't put the sweets down. That doesn't make you a bad person, you know, and all of a sudden their numbers move a little bit and they're like, you know, I'm on the right track here. I'm going to give this a little bit of effort. And then you get that courage and empowerment. And that's what really does it, Ken. You know, meaning,
well, I love that. I love that. And you're right about that. It's the courage to try something new. It's the courage to get out of the thinking that you're in and say, well, you know, maybe my greatest thinking has got me where I am right now. Maybe I need to find the courage to look at something different, take different advice, maybe try a product that I haven't tried, and go down a road that maybe I've never gone before. Because if what you're doing isn't working, why keep doing it? That's what I say. Listen, I gotta take a quick break. When we come back, let's take a little deeper dive into this subject.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
I'm a diabetic. I need to maintain healthy glucose levels so I can live normally and still enjoy my day-to-day life. Curalin is a 100% natural supplement that helps me do exactly that. Curalin promotes healthy glucose levels, energy, sleep, and proper body function. I try to make the right choices, but Curalin keeps me controlled even if I indulge in a naughty treat here and there. It's how I plan to stick around for my family.
Get $20 off Curalin. Visit curalife.com and use coupon code COURAGE.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Today is an amazing day to change your life for the better, isn't it? I always think it is. You know, when now would be a good time to do that? Anyway, our show today is called The Courage to Embrace Intentional Living. We're talking with Dr. Decker Weiss, and he is a naturopathic cardiologist in the Columbia Hospital System. Dr. Weiss, we're talking about chronic disease, and how do people, what can we do to not get chronic disease? Let's talk about it that way. What's the lifestyle that one needs to live in these times to really be healthy?
The most important thing is scanning your body on an individual basis, paying attention to what inflammatory issues are popping up. You know, for example, we've said everybody just gets joint pain and gets new knees and hips as they get older. Well, what did the data show? The data showed that there may have been a previous injury, but we treated it with things like non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, such as ibuprofen and things that actually degrade and damage the joints. So if we would have handled that original injury with stretching, exercise, maybe curcumins and CBDs and massage and things, then we wouldn't have pushed it to a chronic state. So the key to any prevention is scanning yourself as an individual, knowing those things, and including mood, insomnia, and fatigue as those issues to do it, and then handling those naturally, you know, as they come along. That's true prevention. And then you will live in the absence of chronic disease. What we don't treat or what we suppress will get worse. And that's where we're at in this country.
I love that. Okay. You touched on something that I haven't heard before, which is scanning your body. I think about it. I do it unconsciously myself all the time, but it's not something I bring to consciousness. Is there a formal way to scan the body? Is there, well, how would you say, Ken, you need to scan your body and here's where you start and here's what you look for. And you know, is that out there?
It's within all of us. That's a crummy doctor answer, but I'll try and preface it. Your body will let you know when there's an issue. We talked in the last segment about education. Our bodies, when you're unreasonably tired, that is a chronic inflammatory state. And you need to look at thyroid or whatever the function is that needs to done. Do it. So the better thing is, scan isn't a very good term, and I thank you for correcting it. I would say listening to your body very intently. You know, hey, my knees hurt. Well, I was just an athlete. Doesn't matter. They're not supposed to hurt. How are you going to handle that hurt? And as a naturopathic cardiologist, I will go up and down and go head to toe. Where's the inflammation? And we will look at each of those because everybody has their kind of own thing. But when I say to patients, okay, your bad digestion or joint pain, that is going to keep you in an inflamed state that will get to your heart. When I say that, they're like, oh, okay. I get it. So I really do know what's going on. So listening to your body and including mood, insomnia, fatigue issues in there is really the best way to do that.
Well, you know, my goal has been to age without pain. Now, that doesn't mean I don't have aches and pains, but it means that I don't have chronic pain going on in my body. I don't think a lot of people really relate. I have a brother that just has a high pain threshold, he says, but he's living with pain all the time now. Right. So I think a lot of people are like that. They don't realize that pain is a warning sign. Am I accurate on that or not?
You're 100% accurate. And we'll also cross hypertension into that too. We have high blood pressure, but high blood pressure is really a symptom of pain, or it can be congested livers or constipation or a variety of things. So when you look at hypertension as a symptom that is letting you know something else is going on, then you have an opportunity as a physician and as a patient to get that under control without medication. But if you don't view that as a symptom that is letting you know something else is going on, and you view it in isolation, and that's what's happened. We have these silos in medicine. Rheumatology, cardiology, all that stuff, and everything looked at in those little pieces, they don't have the obligation to find out really what's going on underneath of it. And that's another thing that's hurt us. So we have a lot of really intelligent and articulate physicians out there, but they just say, well, I'll just put you on a blood pressure medication. Well, sometimes you need that. I mean, you know, all cardiologists need to do that, but do we want to find out why your blood pressure is elevated and how to get that under control? In most cases, it's liver and nutrient depletion. So it really is that paying attention.
It is a paying attention. And then, you know, I work with people with their minds all the time. I have a program called Release, Renew, Evolve. And what we basically do is we do a kind of a mind flush of all subconscious beliefs and beliefs that are not working for that individual. In the physical sense, in the body, human body, do you recommend people that to do some kind of a cleansing or anything like that on a consistent basis, or what can we do to like reset the body? I guess that's my thought.
Yeah, I mean, you know, detoxing's been part of every system of medicine except for our conventional system right now. And you'll see that a lot of holistic doctors, they draw that line at detoxing. Because detoxing, as you know, with the mind can stir stuff up. right?
It stirs it up. I tell them to get in and get out quick because the mind's a dangerous place to be.
We suppress stuff in you know, the mind and the body are the same that way, Ken. You're an expert in the mind. It'll suppress these things. Then you need to come out. The body will store toxic waste and fat cells and things like that. And as it's coming through, you can do it. So I do recommend cleansing it. And I think, you know, when we look at it medically, like, for example, when we look at the use of Curaleaf for blood sugar, high blood sugar damages cholesterol. That cholesterol then is what relates to heart disease. And then the high blood sugar damages the joints, causing, you know, and the kidneys, causing this chronic inflammatory response. Okay. So as we are using Curaleaf to get the sugars down, all that junk and stuff that built up, that just doesn't go away. We have to stimulate that, infrared saunas and colonics. And, you know, the greatest thing about detoxing now is there's more ways to do it than ever. You know, it used to be, here's your herbs and life is going to be hell for a while. If you break out in a rash, give me a call, see you. And now we've got colonics and we've got sweats and we can go lighter and that. And then bringing in the mind-body components, which we're starting to get the message to patients out that that needs a cleanse and resets and all that. And cleansing and resetting the mind is not changing you. It is not confusing you. It is not, you know, brainwashing you. It is getting the best of you back, is it all it is. And then when you cleanse the body, guess what? That mind has a chance to work better. And then guys like Ken and Decker can say, hey, this person's really doing great, you know, because we didn't do it. And then they're individual things.
Yeah, that's it. You know, with the mind, I use the visualization that it's you got some beliefs and old choices and old hurts and harms and guilt and shame. It's like a rust over the brilliance that's you. And when we can remove the rust, all of a sudden you shine again. You're like, whoa, it's just the same thing with the body, I think.
Yeah, and it's hard, Ken, for people who haven't been through that to feel that. Like, you know, I mean, I always know 2 weeks into a cleanse, I'm like, why don't I just live this way? And then I look over at a piece of pie or a beer and I'm like, well, that's why, you know, so, but how good it feels and it's really actually who you are when you're cleansed. Everything else that adds these inflammatory layers on.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. I mean, I cleanse once a quarter and usually one day a week I do a juice fast, but, listen, I always feel great about it. And I always think, wow, right after the cleanse, I'm never going to eat the sugar. I'm not going to do, you know, but listen, we live in a world of temptation.
Yeah, we do. It's about living in balance. And I find my patients that over detox, that's not good either.
That's not either.
I'm very fearful. I can't eat a piece of, you know, even if it's organic cake or something.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to achieve is balance here, not extremes and not being zealous. And to the viewers out there, sometimes what we're discussing seems very zealous. It's very extreme. It really isn't. In fact, only taking medication is extreme. Not using your own body's tools. Because when Ken Foster, Decker Weiss, you're fixing you. We're just helping you get out of the way, if that's okay to say, Ken. You know, you can't scrape the rust off. You're teaching them and you're taking them through exercise for that rust to fall off. It's the same thing to me. And so out there, this may say, oh, that's not natural and he wants to detox and all that stuff. But think about how extreme it is to only rely on pharmaceuticals and to not use any of the tools that we have to recover. That's actually the zealots, not us.
Yeah. No, I agree. I believe that, you know, at the essence of health, there's a life force that comes through to heal the body. Body really knows what it needs to do, but we have to, like you said, I think we need to get out of the way. That's my work. I help people a lot get out of the way. It's because, you know, the mind is the cause of the bondage and the mind the cause of your liberation. So if you can clean up the mind a little bit, you can start to, you know, and you do the same thing. I know you work with people and inspire them to, like, well, let's try something new.
Yeah, I think you said it earlier. If what you're doing is not working, you know, let's do that. And think, and when I take them into these frames of mind to just go, you know, you've been sitting in one system your whole life, and that's what brought you into my office. That's what's brought you to this. Let's see what your own body can do. And people, you know, we'll go back to courage. That's where that you can inspire and empower, but it is about courage. It is about saying, you know, I'm gonna allow Ken with his experience and everything to help me clear my mind, and Dr. Wise to do these things. It is all about courage. It is. And that's where empowerment comes in instead of fear. Physicians keep loading people with fear. Half of my patients before they start with me, if they saw courage related to a medical show, I just do what my doctor tells me. Well, then you end up with guys like me. So just have the courage and avoid me.
You had to have the courage to tune into your own inner wisdom and do what's right for you. And I think that's what, my message has always been, don't rely on doctors or business advice, or, get the advice, go to the doctor, go to Ken, see what we have to say, but ultimately you're in charge. Ultimately, you're in charge. You're responsible for your health, your vitality, your energy, your life. And boy, I think if we had a lot of people going, you know what? You're right. I'm responsible. I'm not going to rely on anybody else to do this. I'm going to get advice and help, but I'm going to take full responsibility. I think we'd have a better world.
Your messages, your education out there, people are listening. People are tired of being sick, and people are listening. And your shows, this is the most important thing, is guys like me that aren't media people are getting a chance to voice it, because I'm locked in a room with patients all day. And so you let me out and I got to say my piece and I'll go back.
Well, I love it. And I thank you so much. I hope you come and do this with me again, because this, like you said, this message needs to get out, and it needs to get out from people that are out on the front lines like you, Dr. Wise, that can tell it like it is and just give some hope, inspiration, guidance, and understanding of where people need to go to really start to heal. Like you said, people are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, and it's time to change that around in America. And I'm glad you made that happen today. Dr. Weiss, I want to say one last question I like to ask all my guests. What would you say is your message for the world today? If you had one message, what would you tell everybody?
Start to turn your own filter on. If you read something that you think is too good to be true, if you're listening to a message that, even if it's from somebody you inspired in your past, but in you it's like, no, this can't be right, start to trust yourself again. We scare too easily, whether it's medicine or that. And when anybody's coming at you, at least I'm only qualified to talk about medically, but anybody's coming at you with a message of be scared, understand they're not the real deal. Because the real deal, healers, teachers, doctors, whatever, are always based in empowerment. Anybody, because it's a low skill set to scare somebody. It's hard, to empower. You have to be individual and all that stuff. But if you listen to the people who empower you, that'll be the real deal, and you can trust yourself with what they're saying.
I love that. Dr. Wise, thank you so much for being here. By the way, how can my audience get a hold of you if they'd like to find out more about you?
DrDeckerWeiss.com. I have a website. If you want to do free 15-minute consults, that. And then I have a nonprofit called Peace Possible, where I work in Iraq and Syria border areas and Thailand and stuff. And so that's called at PeacePossible.com. So if you type my name in, there's too much. I'm a bit of a web junkie, unfortunately.
I love that. All righty. Well, listen, thank you so much for being here. And thank all of you for being here. I really appreciate you coming into the show today. If you'd like to pre-order my book, you can get it at couragetochange.us. Again, couragetochange.us. And I'm always interested in what you have to say. I hope you'll follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn. And if you want to have something addressed on the show, send your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. And what else? I think that's it. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you very soon.